Episode 1901, Your Now is Not Your Forever.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. How are you doing? How's your week going? Can you believe it? It's already the middle of the week. It's Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get your health on because health is your wealth. But you know what? Your now is not your forever. Oh, are you confused? Well, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, when nothing goes according to plan, take a deep breath. Your now is not your forever, but you do have a choice, sickness or health. Your body is absolutely incredible. Have you stopped to think about it today? Maybe you woke up feeling a little bit achy, too many wrinkles, few maybe extra white hairs. I have way too many already. In fact, okay, I'm going to put a smile on your face. I guarantee you this will make you smile. I was talking to my husband, I think it was Sunday, and he goes, "Oh, honey, I am so sorry." I was like, "What?" He goes, "You're so white." And I thought, "Well, thank you." I wasn't really sure what he was referring to, but all I said was, "Thank you." He's like, "Are you going to take care of that?" And I said, "Take care of what?" "Your hair." Yes, he called me out on it. Yes, I have this beautiful white halo. When I tell you I have no color in my hair, I have no color in my hair. However, regardless of what you see, your body is incredible. But we tend to overlook those things. Why? Because we see only with our naked eye. We don't see from God's perspective. We don't see from the inside out. We don't see our heart. We don't see our lungs. We don't see our kidneys. We don't see our intestines. Yeah, I know. It kind of sounds strange, right? But your body is incredible. If you were to wake up and see the inside to see what it was doing, how your heart was pumping the blood, you know what you'd be saying? "Oh, I feel amazing. I have breath. I can do anything. Nothing is impossible." However, you must be willing to take care of your body. Or guess what? Yeah, that nothing is impossible will become impossible because you're not taking care of you. With the stress of today and our new normal, it's imperative to make sure you are caring for yourself so you can not only keep your sanity, but you can care for those you love even more. They deserve all of you. Not just 80%, not 60%, not even 30%, but all of you. And that only comes when you take care of you. No one deserves mediocre. So why do you do it to yourself? Now, I know you got a lot of time on your hands. There are a lot of people who are working in their homes now. And you're like, "Yeah, so that means I don't have a lot of time." No. However, you do have a lot of thinking time. You might be laying in bed listening to this right now, and you might be saying, "Gosh, you know what? Maybe I am selling myself short. Maybe I do look in the mirror and only see what the naked eye can see. I don't see from the inside out how incredible my body is. I cut my finger a couple days ago. Do you know that in less than 2 days it was already healed? I didn't do that. It's how our bodies were created. We're little miracles every single day, but your body can't do what it needs to do if you don't take care of your body. Jim Rohn says this, "Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. So take care of you." That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Take care of you. You know, these last few days, I've found myself running around doing all these little things for my kiddos, trying to get everything in order from school to buying a house. for some of them, traveling, trying to get things hunkered down because of the shut-in ordinance. I'm like, oh my gosh, can I just stop for just a moment? I came home yesterday and I was like, okay, Lord, truly, I just need to sit and I need to breathe. And that's what I did. I had nothing in my hand. I just sat on the end of my bed. I have a bench. And I sat there. And I took a deep breath and I had my hand on my heart. I was like, thank you, Lord. You gave me another day. It was a busy day. I have still a lot to accomplish, but you gave me a day. With the drastic change in the academic calendar, the unknown curriculum, I'm not sure what I'm going to be teaching my kiddos, the shut-in ordinance, and trying to maintain some semblance of normalcy, my mind and body are a bit disturbed. Talk about stress. Come on, you feel it too. And it's not just because of what's going on now. It happens in our everyday life. We don't need the coronavirus COVID-19. We don't need that. Because our everyday life before that even came along was crazy. You think about everything that you were doing every single day. All the different activities you were running to. You would go from work to practice to a dance recital back home. And you're like, seriously? And I have to cook dinner? I'm exhausted. Oh, wait. And then you have to tuck your kids in for bed. They want you to read them a story. And you're like, I'm exhausted. You're falling asleep before they fall asleep. And it's not just because you're old. Your body is telling you something. You're wearing yourself down. I was trying to figure out what I could really talk to you all about. Because it drives me crazy. Sometimes I feel like I say the same thing over and over again. And I know there are times I do. I mean, with over 1,900 episodes, there are going to be some things that are put on repeat. Why? Well, because it's called life. And with life, we have repetitive actions, which lead to habits. The problem is most of us are living with bad habits. And when we're told to do something that we're not used to doing, yeah, think about it. A lot of us are being stripped of our what? Freedom. We feel like we're caught, trapped within our own world, our own four walls. It's like, hey, if I want to choose a staycation, that's great. But don't force me to take a staycation. You long for the freedom. Why? Because that's how you were raised. It's a habit. It's a mindset. Well, with all this stuff going on in our family's life, and I can only imagine yours, I know it's just as crazy, if not more. Your mind and body is going, whoa. How can I handle this? Your new normal is now unpredictable. Who wants to live a life leading with less than? Think about that. Are you leading your life with less than? Do you get up in the morning and say, oh, baby girl, you are not looking good. What did you do? Maybe you're a little inflamed because you decided to eat lots of fried food. Maybe you have aged 10 years, you feel like it, in only 3 days. Maybe all of a sudden you're getting to the point of going, oh my gosh, I think this is number 10 of my white hairs on my head. Now what do I do? Oh, just wait till your whole head is white. Who wants to live a life leading with less than? No one does. But we do it every single day. And when you do that, you're shortchanging not only the people that you love, but you're shortchanging your own life. So here are a few tips to sustain your unpredictable normal to take care of you. Think positively. We can look at life and see all the negative that we want. Yesterday, it poured cats and dogs. Actually, I really wish it did pour cats and dogs because maybe we all would have been laughing a little bit more. But man, the storm was bright. The thunder, the lightning, the amount of rain that came down. And I was traveling And I'm like, oh, Lord, please, hydroplaning, don't like it. I don't like it when cars are driving next to me and I can't see them. Yeah, and they can't see me. That's how much rain is coming down at one time. Now, I can think about all the negative of the day, or when it came to 12:36 in the afternoon and I looked out and there was no rain except blue sky peeking out amongst the gray clouds that were slowly parting. The sun rays were coming through, and guess what? The blooms and the leaves were brighter in color. It totally changes everything. Think positively. Don't look at always the negative. Put on a different set of lenses. You can do this. Also, another thing, exercise daily. Intentional movement. I don't care how long you're going to be within your four walls. You can walk around your house. And ultimately, if you have a yard, walk outside to the street and back. You don't have to come in contact with anybody. Walk to your mailbox, even if it's cold outside. I saw someone post something that in Massachusetts, they actually had snow. I thought, are you serious? We're sitting down here in the South at 80 degrees, and they've got snow up north. Now, I remember those days, but I'm like, oh, Lord, thank goodness I'm down here. But even when it's cold outside, walk outside. Get that intentional movement. Yes, keep your distance if you need to, if other people are around. But if you take your children out and they're within your four walls, then you're pretty okay keeping them somewhat close to you. It's just if you have other people around, your neighbors, if they come out at the same time. But you've got to have that intentional movement. If you're like, well, really, I can't leave my house, I can't go outside, then walk indoors. My son, he is so adorable. He does laps in our game room. I kid you not. He walks them, and I can hear him downstairs. I'm like, oh, there he goes, doing laps again. But he loves it. I have suggested, I don't know how many hundreds of times, we have a treadmill. Get on the elliptical. You can do the same thing. Oh, no, Mom, I don't like that. I can't focus. It doesn't help me. He'll read when he walks. I don't know where he gets that from. He'll watch his YouTube videos. He takes a break. He manages how much time he sits and how much time he moves. We all have to move. What about eating healthy? I know right now when you're stressed out, you want to go for what? Oh, that sugar. Oh, the sugar is calling you. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be something good like an apple, or it could be something terrible called processed food, but it is calling you. Don't jump off the deep end. If you have to, send your children in. Let them get something out of the pantry if you need it. Stay away from those temptations. Hide it. Put it in another room where you don't have to look at it every single time. I know what it's like. I'm back to fixing 3 meals a day. I remember the good old days. I love the good old days. But I was also happy that I was only fixing 1 meal a day, except on the weekends. I'd love to cook. But it's also nice to do a few other things than always cooking. Well, I'm not always cooking now because they are old enough. However, I do plan things a little bit differently. We've got to eat healthy. You got to feed your body from the inside out. Yes, I know we need some staples in the house so we can have the ease of keeping things in order. We don't always have 20 refrigerators to put stuff in. I get that. But do your best to eat fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables. You don't have to eat a lot of them. If you do take a daily vitamin, keep taking it. If you don't and you have them sitting around and you're like, oh man, I probably should be taking that. Yeah, you should be. At least take a multivitamin. Think positively. Exercise daily. Eat healthy. Work hard. When you are working, man, go all in. It's okay. Focus. Drive with purpose. Stay strong. I know you may be thinking like, oh my gosh, Christiane, these days are getting longer. You wish sometimes the night would come sooner because you're like, I just want to kind of shut everything down and go to bed earlier. God's got you. So stay strong. Also, during this time, build your faith. Your body is the temple of God. The Holy Spirit resides within you. So build that faith. Give more time to God than you did before. Because probably you have time. You're not going to all those activities. I mean, seriously, how many different shows can you binge watch on Netflix? Yeah. So build your faith. Also, worry less. You know, it's okay to be concerned. I'm concerned about a lot of things. And oh, it's all on my prayer list. But I pray about it and I leave it at Jesus' feet. That doesn't mean I forget about it. But for the moment of when I pray about it, I leave it with Him. And if I find myself coming back and I'm going, oh my gosh, I just don't know if I can handle this, I pray. I don't have to sit there and close my eyes or get on my knees. I can be driving. Okay, I'm not driving now as much, right? Because I can't get out in the world. I'm in my home. So now I can get on my knees. But on my everyday that I used to have on my everyday, if I was out driving, I didn't have to close my eyes and be on my knees to pray to God. I would just ask Him, Lord, take this. It's coming back, but I know You got this. I talk my way through it, give it to Him, move on. I can be concerned, but I don't have to worry. God's got everything. Nothing is impossible when it comes to Him. But you have to have faith. He is a faithful God. Also, read more. How many books do you have lying around that you're like, oh man, if I only had time? You got time. In fact, read it to your children. Seriously. You don't have to read children's books to your children. Quite honestly, if you start reading to them and you have fun with it and you do, you know, different inflections in your voice, high pitches and low pitches, different tones, guess what? They're going to think it's just as fun as if you are reading a children's book. And you know what? They may learn a little bit something along the way. So read more. How about being happy? What if you were to walk around your house all day with a smile on your face? I want you to think about that today. How many times have you smiled at your husband, at your wife, at your children, even at your puppy dog? Okay, kitty cats count too. But man, I know, I look at my puppy dog and I can't help but smile. But when I am stressed, I don't think sometimes I'm smiling. I think my 11 start to show. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting wrinkles. That's not what I need. And then my puppy dog just looks at me like, huh? And tilts his head slightly. I'm like, oh man, I need to smile. Be happy. And relax often. We are so bent out of shape, literally and figuratively. We don't move enough, yet we sit way too much. So we go to stand and we're like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Well, you've been in a position way too long. Guess what? Get up every 15 to 20 minutes. Whatever you're doing, change positions, change the chair, change to a different seat, whether it's the couch to a stool, sit on the floor. And every single time you change a position, do some jumping jacks, do some push-ups, do some somersaults. Have fun. Relax. If you have to, guess what? Take a nap. It's okay. I give you permission to take a nap. My husband, I love him so much, but he does not ever want to stop. I'm like, honey, you're tired. You work way too hard, very, very long hours. It is okay to take a nap. That doesn't make you less than. So if you're one who's got that mindset, oh, erase it now. Take a nap. If you're feeling tired, your body's telling you something. And ultimately, live, love, and impact. Slow down when the world is crashing around you. Life is precious. You matter. Your family matters. Now is better than tomorrow to start living your best selfie. Think about it. You can put it off and say, oh, I'll wait to do what I want to do. Yeah, really? Look at what happened at New Year's. How long did it last? Whatever you wanted to change. It doesn't have to deal with even your eating habits or your working out. It could be involving your business or your book or going back to school or your children or your relationship or your job, whatever it is, look at the beginning of the year, January 1st. Can you believe we're almost April 1st? How long was it until you were like, nah, you're just kind of pushing it away? I don't think I really want to do that. Not now. Maybe later. You may not have a later. Now is better than tomorrow to start living your best selfie. Create your now. Not because you can, but because you matter. Health is a state of mind. Wellness is a state of being. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a healthy, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.